Hi there, I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is.
Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. I hope you are well. On Tuesday of this week, we began our review in Genesis chapter 2. We're looking at some highlights along the way in this chapter of the Bible. And our first stop is in the fourth verse of Genesis chapter 2, where we pause to learn what the name of God means. Here in Genesis 2, verse 4, we read, "The Lord God made earth and heaven." In Genesis chapter 1 and the first three verses of Genesis chapter 2, the name God is used. But here we have the name Lord God, and we discussed this difference yesterday. Both God and Lord God describe the same God because there is only one God. But the names are descriptive of two attributes within his divine character. As we get moving today, let me remind you of my main point. The main point that I want you to remember is this. In Genesis 1 and the first three verses of Genesis 2, God is Elohim, the Creator. And in Genesis 2, beginning at verse 4, and for only a little more of the text, God is Yahweh, or Jehovah, the God who is with you. Lord God, Yahweh Elohim, Jehovah Elohim. This is what Lord God means, God who is with you. And already in this series, there is immediate application for you and me. Here it is. God created us, and God is with us. Today I want to say something more on this great and comforting truth. God has made us so that he can be with us. It may be that you are someone who thinks of God as distant, standoffish, and very reserved. In your imagination, he is standing far back. If he had arms, they would be crossed. In your mind, he is a God who is watching, judging, condemning, and impossible to get to. You take a step towards him, and he moves another 10 steps backwards away from you. Until, and not until, you get your act together and start jumping through his hoops, until you meet his demands in your own strength and by your own will and ability, well, then he will remain ready to strike you, scold you, and be distant from you. In your estimation, God is holding himself back from you. Or you might just feel small and insignificant. You ask, why would God even be interested in me? God seems so remote, far off, obscure, and out of the way. Well, I want to tell you at this hour what the Bible says. Men and women within the sound of my voice, God has made us so that he can be with us, not distanced, not standoffish, not far off and disinterested. Actually, it's just the opposite. God is near, present, adjacent, and close. God is really very close. So let's find this truth in the Bible by learning how the God of Israel acts in relation to his people. I'll also direct you to Jesus in the New Testament as well. First, let's move over to the Old Testament prophet Isaiah. If you have your Bible with you, then you'll want to have it open to chapters 7 and 8. Isaiah chapter 7 and 8. Let's look at the 8th chapter first. Let me set the context. In Isaiah 8, the prophet is receiving instruction from God about the coming judgment of God on the land of Israel, specifically Damascus and Samaria. The chapter focuses on Assyria's invasion of Judah. It is actually a significant chapter because here is predicted a successful foreign invasion, the first God will allow in over 500 years. The Assyrians are coming. And what interests us is the name of this land in Isaiah chapter 8, verses 8 and 10. Let me read the text to you now, Isaiah chapter 8, verse 8. "Then it will sweep on into Judah, it will overflow and pass through, it will reach even to the neck, and the spread of its wings will fill the breadth of your land, O Emmanuel." Note this name for God, O Emmanuel. Do you know what Emmanuel means? Well, listen to verse 10 as Isaiah defines it. I am now reading Isaiah chapter 8 and verse 10. Devise a plan, but it will be thwarted. State a proposal, but it will not stand, for God is with us. In any good Bible, there will be a note on God is with us that tells us in Hebrew, this reads, Emmanuel. What does Emmanuel mean? It means God is with us. What this tells us is that one of the biblical names for God is Emmanuel. God is with us. Now, if you have been a Christian for some time now, and if you know your Bible well, then this name for God should start ringing some bells in your mind. This should remind you of someone. So come along with me in Isaiah back to chapter 7 and verse 14. I want to read another of Isaiah's prophecies to you in Isaiah chapter 7 and verse 14. This one is rather famous. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin will be with child and bear a son, and she shall call his name Emmanuel. That's Isaiah 7:14. And what has Isaiah prophesied? Yes, this describes the virgin birth of Jesus Christ. God is saying to Isaiah that the name of Jesus will be Emmanuel. And we know what Emmanuel means, God with us. I hope that you are starting to catch on to the case that I'm building. Within the Bible, God is Emmanuel, which means God is with us. Well, the ancient Israelites certainly believed this, obviously to varying degrees, depending on the ebbs and flows of faith. They were certainly taught this from none other than God himself. And of course, this prophecy is fulfilled exactly as it was given. Let's see this in the text. So now flip or scroll on your Bible app all the way over to the New Testament book of Matthew. Go to Matthew's Gospel and open to the first chapter, Matthew chapter 1. So that we get the context, I want to read Matthew chapter 1, verses 20 to 25. Matthew 1, beginning in verse 20, reads, But when Joseph had considered this, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child who has been conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Now all this took place to fulfill what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall be with child and shall bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which translated means God with us. And Joseph awoke from his sleep and did as the angel of the Lord commanded him and took Mary as his wife, but kept her a virgin until she gave birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. For note takers, I just read Matthew 1, verses 20 through 25. That's Matthew 1, verses 20 through 25. And highlight that second name for Jesus in verse 23. They were to call Jesus also by Emmanuel, which translated means God with us. This is the fulfillment of the prophecy of Isaiah. Note that Isaiah's prophecy is fulfilled exactly as he gave it in Isaiah 7, verse 14. And of course it was, because God is the one who gave the prophet this clear vision of the future. And God is never wrong. What he says will always come to pass. We can count on it. God speaks, and what he speaks happens. God never, ever fails to keep his promise. Here is some review of what we have learned today. One of the biblical names for God is Emmanuel. In Isaiah 8, the land of Israel is Emmanuel's land. That is, God's land. And God is with his people. Furthermore, both by prophecy, Isaiah 7, and by the prophecy's fulfillment, Matthew 1, Jesus is Emmanuel. Jesus is God in human form coming to us. Jesus is with us. Jesus was here on earth as a man. He took on flesh and lived among us. And Jesus is coming back to earth as King. Jesus is now with us by the presence of the Holy Spirit, who lives within the life of each and every person who loves and serves Christ as Lord, who loves and serves Emmanuel as Lord. And all of this truth brings us back to Genesis 2 and verse 4, the Lord God. From the very beginning, God created us, and God is with us. Friends, God has made us so that He can be with us. Isn't that penetrating truth that comforts us and sets us right on our misconceptions about the living God? If you feel that God is distant, standoffish, and very reserved towards you, consider these scriptures I have shared with you today. If you feel that you are too small and insignificant for God to care about you, for God to be interested in you, then consider these scriptures I've shared with you today. According to the Bible, God is not remote, far off, and obscure. He's not out of the way. He is near, and He desires to be very present in your life. He wants the kind of intimate relationship with you that He had with Adam and Eve. And we're going to see what that relationship was like as we proceed in Genesis chapter 2. God is Emmanuel, God with us. I hope you will receive and believe this to be true for you. This is true for you. You know, sometimes when we listen to radio broadcasts and to podcasts, we think that what the speaker or the preacher is saying applies to everyone else but us. No, this at the end of this week, on this Friday, is for you, my friend. And so I hope that you will take it to heart, and I also hope that you will join me on Monday as we continue in our review of Genesis chapter 2, right here together on God Is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.